This is Devin Nunes. Thanks for tuning in. As always, we're going to have the John Batchelor Show. He's very gracious to have me on, and I thought you'd like to hear it.
I'm John Batchelor. This is Friends of History Debating Society, podcaster Devin Nunes, author Devin Nunes of Countdown to Socialism, Congressman Devin Nunes of 22 California, the San Joaquin Valley, the bread and fruit basket of the nation. California is dominated by the Democratic Party. The legislature, both houses have supermajorities. The governor is, and the lieutenant governor is, and the attorney general is, solid Democrats. However, the recall vote, as the congressman mentions, the podcaster Congressman Devin Nunes, the recall vote is upon us. It's dated September 14th. It's two parts. The first part, do you or do you not recall Gavin Newsom? If he wins that, majority wins, he remains governor. If he loses that, it goes to the second part, in which there is a large list of names, very long list of names. The California Republican Party, attenuated as it is, has chosen, according to the news, not to name a candidate, not to be, not to enter into the process and say, we endorse, and then use a name. The puzzle here is, what will happen September 14th? We're told the Democrats, confident that they have an overwhelming number of voters, are most concerned about turnout. There is that this detail, as Devin has instructed me these last years. It will go forward as a vote just like it did last November and did in 2018. In other words, vote harvesting will be available. There'll be days after the actual September 14th to count votes. At this point, Devin, first of all, I hope I've got the facts right. Second of all, is the California Republican Party ducking this by not endorsing a candidate? What do you make of their thinking?
No, the issue is that, remember, the California Republican Party is made up of representatives from all over, from every county. So every county of the 58 counties in California, every county has representatives that make up the state party. So it's a broad section, and so the challenge is that if you, like, the mayor of San Diego is running, we have Larry Elder from Los Angeles running, we have former Representative OC from Sacramento area is running. So a lot of people go to the conventions and they have their own candidate that they're supporting. But the problem is I don't think they can agree on anyone. So the easiest part was to just not endorse. So I don't think it was a matter of, it's definitely not ducking. I think it was just, how are you going to come to an agreement? So I think the idea and the concept is, hey, we got to recall Newsom first. So let's just let the chips fall where they may. We'll put all the effort into making sure we get people out to the ballot. Because as you said, you have to vote yes to recall Newsom first and then let the chips fall where they may. And whoever wins, wins. And I think that is the right way to go about it, because we don't want to discourage at this point. We need every Republican to get to the polls to vote to throw Newsom out. So, you know, the more candidates, the better. If you like whatever candidate, you don't want to be discouraged to not go vote because the Republican Party has endorsed one candidate over the other. So I think the concept was far from ducking. I think strategically this was the best move for the party, and that's what all the party senior statesmen believed, and that's how they voted on Saturday.
There are many things not to talk about with Gavin Newsom, but the one I'm going to not talk about most, Devin, is a headline in these last days where the governor is said to have discovered homelessness, and said that it was unacceptable for people to camp on the streets. I thought, you know, to be governor of California, you've got to have a lot of chutzpah. Homelessness, Devin, it spread to you, to the Central Valley. It's everywhere in California. Where's he been?
Well, this is one of the things that I've been saying now, this new form of neo-Marxism that's made up of a bunch of cults, whether it's the radical environmental cult with the global warming, so you let water flow out to the ocean, or you blame global warming for the fires instead of, you know, going back to the forest management and either grazing or logging the areas to make sure you have roads. That's what's causing all these fires, John. It's not some global warming god. So the left here, this neo-Marxism, you know, they're promoting, you know, no nuclear power, no hydro, let the water go. We're going to buy solar panels from China and everything's going to be great. Well, that's all I call it neo-Marxism, and I call it a cult because, as you know, there's lots of complications with solar panels in terms of the damage to the environment, not having batteries. And if you do have batteries, it's going to be extremely damaging to the environment. You see China, just on a side note, John, I'm sure you're talking to Gordon Chang and some of your other China experts, but now, you know, Biden goes out and says, we're going to, you know, be all electric vehicles. Well, we can't even open a damn cobalt mine here in the United States. Well, China just announced almost on cue with Biden doing the making the announcement of going to all battery run cars. Well, they're going to invest over $2 billion in Africa to mine cobalt, ship it to China so they can make batteries to ship to us. Meanwhile, China is going to continue to build nuclear power plants. They're going to continue to build coal-fired power plants. They're going to continue to build cars that run on gas and diesel. Why, you know, us foolishly here, you know, put in solar panels, let water go, no hydropower, no nuclear power. So it's like I said, it's a strange form of neo-Marxism. The Chinese are taking advantage of the Marxists here by getting them to do dumb things where they get to sell us things. And so, you know, whether it's the cult, and I'll switch just on the homeless issue, you know, this is caused by defund the police movement. So, and I go back a few years ago, this is something that Newsom and Jerry Brown both supported. And that was, oh, there's too many people in jails in California. We had a law, three strikes and you're out. So if you went in and you were on drugs and you did an armed robbery, look, after three times, you were locked up. Well, now we've put out tens of thousands of people onto the streets. We have half of the nation's homelessness. So another defund the police, Black Lives Matter, total, you know, just another cult to add to the neo-Marxists in this state of things that just don't work. Well, like I wrote in my book last year, Countdown to Socialism, that we discussed last week, it's all fine and dandy when you own all the press and they're covering up that Newsom's kid wasn't wearing a mask at camp, that Newsom was going to a fancy restaurant in Napa Valley without wearing a mask, that Obama's just had a super spreader event just over the weekend for a 60th birthday party. It's all fun and games because the mainstream news and the fake news doesn't talk about it, and then it gets censored by social media, so the average rank-and-file Californian just doesn't see it. Well, that all works great until you got hundreds or thousands of homeless people running around your neighborhood. You have $5,000 or $5 a gallon gas. You have no water. You're having blackouts. You're having ash in the air. Some people are saying masks. Some people are saying no masks. It's all confusing, but those are things that the propaganda machine of their media and even the tech oligarchs who love censoring the media and poisoning the American people and people of California especially, you can have all that in the world. But, John, when you got fires and ash in the air, it doesn't make up for it. You can't hide. So neo-Marxism ultimately is not going to work, and people slowly are finding out about it. And maybe here in a month, Newsom will face what he deserves, and that is a total and complete recall, and we'll maybe have a conservative Republican for the first time since, you know, going back to Pete Wilson in 1990.
Podcaster Devin Nunes, author Devin Nunes of Countdown to Socialism, Congressman Devin Nunes of 22 California, the San Joaquin Valley, the bread and fruit basket of the nation, commenting on the fires, the drought, the virus, the recall, and the puzzlement of California going forward in the 21st century. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.